Hello to you, Josh. Now, we're just talking about, big things you've talked your way into to, forego a big line or somewhere you're trying to get into where you probably can't. I bet you've got some examples, surely, mate.
No, mate, I wait in line all the time.
You'd have something there, Grubby. Come on.
Well, that's a good one.
Some nightclub or something?
Oh, yeah, the nightclubs. I always do the back doors. I always do the sneaky back doors. Because I always used to, what used to happen was, in the Rocks, I always used to like going to the pubs there.
Yeah.
But because it's a bit of an older crowd, they never let me in. So I was like, nah, stop that. Get me in there. So I used to sneak around the back and then get in and get kicked out 2 seconds later. It never really worked.
Yeah. It's always good trying, though.
That's it. You can't do a try and lodge.
No, exactly right. Now, mate, after we spoke to you last weekend, the next morning, I read in the paper you've done your hamstring. What happened?
Right. I felt it in the last game, but it felt all right, and I didn't think too much of it. And then, come out through the week, and I didn't even feel it go. Like, because I've obviously done a few hamstrings, and I haven't had anything like that in a couple of years. They've been really good. So I was thinking, might just be a little bit tight or whatnot, and then go and get the scan, and it ended up being a grade 2, which is about a month out. So I'm spewing, mate, but look, in the end, I've dealt with these before, and I've been doing pretty much everything straight away to just get on the front foot, because I'm just sick of missing games, and the physios over here have been really good, and I suppose listening to what I've done in the past and whatnot, and hopefully only missed probably maybe 2 games.
Yeah, Josh, I was going to ask, is it never fun rehab, no matter what sport you play, no matter what injury it is, but does it make it harder for you, the fact, like you say, you've had to, COVID's over there and just getting things started and you haven't played as much footy as you would have liked back here, the back end of the NRL, must be frustrating. And I guess, how do you find a way mentally still to stay up and stay positive and get yourself through this?
You know what, Clarky, it's actually, people don't realise, it's probably one of the hardest things to do in footy. Yeah. When everything's going good and your form's going good and things like that, everything's easy. Mm-hmm. But then it's when you get these injuries and you're in and out, and it's not even the injury itself. It's just dealing with missing out on not doing what you love, I guess. I think for me, with the actual injury, I'm really good at my rehab, and I make sure I do everything right, to come back in time. But it's just it's just everything that comes with it, It's turning up to the games and not being able to play and wanting to be a part of it. And like you said before, you're inside on the rower while they're outside, getting ready for a game. And I think because I've been through a fair bit of injury, you do get used to it. And I know that sounds, a bit crazy, but you just have to, because probably my first couple, I was really in the dumps, and you sort of do the whole why me and blah blah blah. But then once you sort of realise that it's all a part of the game, and I've got really good gratitude, I suppose. There's always someone worse off, in life, and for me, I can really, I suppose, draw off that. So it's not easy, but they're just the little things I do to try and keep my head on while I'm injured.
And you were set to play Warrington this week, Kahala. Is Greg Inglis playing?
Yeah. So I think the team sheet came out today, and he was on it. So not too sure what he's playing. I think he was his name in the centres, but that's the thing. No one's too sure if he's going to play left or right. There's plenty of questions being asked around training. So
what have you told him about him?
Oh,
good luck.
The left arm fin.
I literally said, because obviously I've been in all the videos of, looking at, what we're going to attack and whatnot. And they sort of asked me the other day, what do you think? And I said, honestly, I did say it in the video, but I felt like saying, you're asking the wrong boat. For me, I'm just going to throw myself at him. One of the centers was like, oh, do you think, should go under his palm or something? And then, mate, you do whatever you can to bring it down. I know either way, it's going to be hard.
it's going to be interesting to see how he goes, because he spent so long on the sideline. And you know yourself, Josh, just how difficult it is just to come back from a 4 week or a 6 week stint on the sideline through injury. Yet he's had nearly 2 years out of the game. And I know it's a different competition out over there, but he'll have a target on his back.
Yeah, he sure will, Lodge. And I was thinking that the other day, you know, it's hard enough when we have a, you know, an 8 week break, you know, coming back for preseason, and you know, you come back and you feel sluggish, and you know, I'm sure Greggy had a good time off, you know, what, a few, you know, beers here and there, and it's honestly like I take my hat off to him, because it's a massive effort, and you know, to come back after 2 years, and the thing that scares me is, you know, his reasoning behind it. I think he's honestly come back just to, because for the love of the game, you know, because he obviously, he probably didn't go out on the terms that he wanted to, you know, with a couple of problems he was facing and whatnot. So I think he's coming back just to, you know, really love the game and enjoy the game. And, you know, I think if a Greggy is enjoying the game, it's scary, because he's just going to be playing awesome footy. So all in all, it's going to be good to see, you know, see how he goes, but hopefully he's just a bit rusty this week and then he can go good after that.
Now, you're out of a hard lockdown over there, aren't you? What was the first thing you did?
Oh, I'll tell you what, I don't get me wrong, I was devastated about the injury and whatever, but the first thing I thought about was, you know, Monday comes, I'm not even allowed to go to the pub. Well, it's not that I'm not allowed, but it's not the right thing to do, yeah. I guess. But in saying that, it's so much better now. Like, you know, the shops are open and there's a lot of people around, and even just the cafes, and it's just already it's only been, you know, 3 or 4 days, but it's been a lot more fun, and, you know, I was sort of getting out and seeing a few of the places, and the pubs are actually open at midnight on the Sunday night, and on the news the next morning, there was lines 100 deep to get into all the pubs, and they were freezing cold because you're only allowed to be outside, so they'd put all tables outside, and it's good. It's starting to heat up a bit in the daytime too, so hopefully I can get over this injury and get in there.
Run amok.
That's the first thing Hodge said to me. He goes, look, I know this is going to be hard for you, but you know you can't do it. And I was like, all right, mate, I know, it's like my father, you know, he's telling me what I can't do, but...
You know you're in trouble when your coach is praying for COVID restrictions to stay on because your star player's about to get off the rails.
I think deep down, actually wants to say that. He wanted to say, look, mate, don't even go near him.
Yeah, COVID restrictions are still in for you all season.
I think he's been listening to these interviews and he just knows I'm ready to go.
Your voice. Hey, Josh, who's the player you've sort of bonded most with over there? And is there any sort of strange, I shouldn't say strange teammates, but is there anyone that's a bit quirky?
I reckon, because I was really close with Mahe Fanua back at the Tigers anyway, so he's been really good for me, obviously knowing him, but quirky. Who'd be the most quirkiest? Well, I've mentioned him before, but that Jake Connor, our fullback, he's a gun footy player. But yeah, he's me and him. We've had our little battles. I'll tell you one thing. He's honestly relentless. I said to him the other day, I said, mate, you know we can have a normal conversation with you, you know, ripping into me about my hairline or my chicken legs or something like that. And he's like, nah, mate. He goes, this is how I treat the Aussies. There's a big thing over here. They don't really, obviously, you know, they take me in, but there's still that, what are you doing here? We're going to make you earn your stripes. Yeah. So yeah. I cop it every day, Loz, but all in all, it's just been fun, mate.
You be giving as good as you get,
yeah.
Joshy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? When it's about 13 against one,
it makes it harder.
It's a tough ask. And half the time, you can't understand what they're saying. And, mate, who knows what they're saying about me? I just try and block it out.
Every day. Well, I remember when I lived over there, every day. Oh, you Aussie twat. Yeah. Oh, but that might have just been me. But...
don't worry, mate. I've been called a twat already.
Josh, now, Prince Philip died, very, very sad, obviously, but Harry and Megan and the press they get, I mean, it must make what happens in Sydney here with the NRL, puts it to shame, doesn't it? I mean, how sick of it are you?
It honestly, it's probably quadruple anything of the NRL. Like every single paper, every single TV station, literally every day. That's all. That's pretty much all they talk about. I don't even think Megan and Harry know what's going on. To be fair, they're just. I honestly, because I didn't really understand it all before I sort of got here. But when I got here, and like even all the boys, like they all talk about it and whatever. But honestly, they have caused some havoc. People over here that do not like them.
How do the teammates? They obviously talk about it, but are they right into the royal family and they get emotional about it and well, do they like Harry or do they bag him?
Yeah, I think a bit of half-half.
Yeah.
You got the ones that they really, you got a couple of them that pretend they know what's going on, but then I read into it and there's nothing. They've got no idea what they're talking about. I think I know a lot more than what they do because I watch it every day. But yeah, mate, they cop a rinsing. I actually feel a bit sorry for them because they can't do anything. Sort of like they can't do anything right. Everywhere they go, everything they do is wrong. So. Like me, mate, and you know, a good person just in the wrong place.
Yeah, I know the feeling, buddy. Don't worry about that.
Well, mate, we're bummed about your hamstring injury, but look, you'll be back soon. And looking forward to the big GI report after the Warrington game next week, mate.
Yeah, I'll let you know how it goes, boys. And yeah, hopefully, won't be too long, and I'll be back out there having fun again.
Great stuff, mate. Have a good week.
Thanks, boys. Catch you up.